Joining us from his home in Herzliya, Israel, is Reserve Brigadier General Gadi Zohar, a longtime expert on Israeli-Palestinian relations and a former member of the Israeli government's negotiating team with the Palestinians. Currently, he's a member of the board of directors of Israel's Council for Peace and Security. Israel seems to be on the verge of a large-scale military campaign against Hamas in Gaza. And my question for you is whether such an attack is inevitable, whether you see some way of taking diplomatic measures that could prevent such an escalation, such a military escalation.
First, I don't think that we have to go for this attack, because I think this is a counterproductive issue. Once you're going to do it, either you are going to stay there for a long time and going to be very costly from any aspect, of course in casualties, but also in money. And on the other hand, once you're going to be out, the situation will come as it is today. We are not going to do any big change in Gaza unless we're going to stay there for long years. And I don't think anybody in Israel would like to do it now. On the other hand, I'm not sure that we have a diplomatic alternative for that, immediate one. And I mean that we need to do both things, which is one is to continue fighting the Hamas and the terrorist organizations and to defend ourselves. And on the other hand, to look for a longer kind of a solution, which means that we have to know that we are going to fight this fight for more months, and there is no absolute and immediate way to solve it, not a military one and not even a diplomatic one.
When you're talking about a long-term strategy, what would that strategy include? In other words, Israel doesn't want to break the taboo on negotiating with Hamas, neither does Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen. Is there a way for the Israeli government to reach some kind of accommodation with Hamas, some kind of a ceasefire perhaps without negotiations? Is that at all possible?
Ceasefire is a possibility, and I think that we are close to a ceasefire, because what happened in the last week was some kind of a balance of deterrence between the two sides. So there is a kind of a balance, and maybe down the road there will be a ceasefire. But we have to look for the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is that we have the Palestinian Authority, which is Abu Mazen and his government in one hand, and the Hamas on the other hand. And I think that the way to do it is to look to have a kind of a solution or a process that it will be a regional one. We need the Egyptian to be more involved. We need the Jordanians to be more involved, the Saudis. And, of course, we have the we need the Americans and Europeans. Something that Israel usually do not like, which means to have kind of a international involvement in it. But I think in this case, the Palestinians, unfortunately, are not in a position that they can make decisions. Mm-hmm. So in this situation, we have, one, to be ready for long kind of military kind of events. And, in the other hand, we have to look to the peace process, not a peace process, a kind of diplomatic process that will put together all these powers in the Middle East that are thinking and worried about what is going to happen if the extremists of the Jihad and the extremists of the Hezbollah and the Iranians are going to take over.
So if you have a military conflict with Gaza, some kind of military conflict, whether it's high intensity or low intensity, A, how do you prevent it from spilling over to the West Bank? And B, you were the head of the civil administration in the West Bank in the mid-1990s, and you're familiar with the dynamics in the West Bank. What can be done in the West Bank in order to improve the atmosphere that is needed for a serious peace process?
It's a very important question, because there is a division today. There is the West Bank and there is the Gaza. So it means for us that we have to do what we can do in order to strengthen the Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazen Authority in the West Bank, which means, one, by the way, of negotiating and seriously negotiating with them, mm-hmm. and helping them. And on the other hand, is to do some things on the ground in order that the Palestinians in the West Bank, and the Palestinians are supporting the peace, or supporting or realizing that they should be a kind of solution of two-state solutions in this area, that they will continue and that they will see some kind of a light in the future. And this means that we have to do what we can do in order to ease the daily life of the Palestinians, which is not easy, but we are not doing enough.
Let me ask you one last question, which has to do with the American role. What kind of role would you like to see the United States playing in trying to stabilize the situation in Gaza, to improve the situation on the ground in the West Bank that you just spoke about, and to perhaps push stronger final status negotiations?
I'm sorry to say that the United States lost so many points in the last few years in the Middle East that it is difficult for the United States to really influence the situation, but we do not have any alternative. The United States still has its role, and cannot say that the United States is playing the role that it can and should, which means to say, as I said, to look at it as a regional issue should be solved or should be worked out regionally.
Gadi, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ori.